8. What is the real world? The real world is a symbol, like the rest of what perception offers. Yet it stands for what is opposite to what you made. Your world is seen through eyes of fear and brings the witnesses of terror to your mind. The real world cannot be perceived except through eyes forgiveness blesses, so they see a world where terror is impossible and witnesses to fear cannot be found. The real world holds a counterpart for each unhappy thought reflected in your world, a sure correction for the sights of fear and sounds of battle which your world contains. The real world shows a world seen differently, through quiet eyes and with a mind at peace. Nothing but rest is there. There are no cries of pain and sorrow heard, for nothing there remains outside forgiveness, and the sights are gentle. Only happy sights and sounds can reach the mind that has forgiven itself. What need has such a mind for thoughts of death, attack, and murder? What can it perceive surrounding it but safety, love, and joy? What is there it would choose to be condemned, and what is there that it would judge against? The world it sees arises from a mind at peace within itself. No danger lurks in anything it sees, for it is kind, and only kindness does it look upon. The real world is the symbol that the dream of sin and guilt is over, and God's Son no longer sleeps. His waking eyes perceive the sure reflection of his Father's love, the certain promise that he is redeemed. The real world signifies the end of time, for its perception makes time purposeless. The Holy Spirit has no need of time when it has served his purpose. Now he waits but that one instant more for God to take his final step, and time has disappeared, taking perception with it as it goes and leaving but the truth to be itself. That instant is our goal, for it contains the memory of God. And as we look upon a world forgiven, it is he who calls to us and comes to take us home, reminding us of our identity, which our forgiveness has restored to us. Lesson 291. This is a day of stillness and of peace. Christ's vision looks through me today. His sight shows me all things forgiven and at peace, and offers this same vision to the world. And I accept this vision in its name, both for myself and for the world as well. What loveliness we look upon today! What holiness we see surrounding us! And it is given us to recognize it is a holiness in which we share. It is the holiness of God Himself. This day my mind is quiet to receive the thoughts you offer me, and I accept what comes from you instead of from myself. I do not know the way to you, but you are wholly certain. Father, guide your Son along the quiet path that leads to you. Let my forgiveness be complete, and let the memory of you return to me. Lesson 292. A happy outcome to all things is sure. God's promises make no exceptions, and he guarantees that only joy can be the final outcome found for everything. Yet it is up to us when this is reached. How long we let an alien will appear to be opposing his, and while we think this will is real, we will not find the end he has appointed as the outcome of all problems we perceive, all trials we see, and every situation that we meet. Yet is the ending certain, for God's will is done in earth and heaven. We will seek and we will find according to His will, which guarantees that our will is done. We thank you, Father, for your guarantee of only happy outcomes in the end. Help us not interfere and so delay the happy endings you have promised us for every problem that we can perceive, for every trial we think we still must meet. Lesson 293. All fear is past, and only love is here. All fear is past because its source is gone, and all its thoughts gone with it. Love remains the only present state whose source is here forever and forever. Can the world seem bright and clear and safe and welcoming, with all my past mistakes oppressing it and showing me distorted forms of fear? Yet in the present, love is obvious and its effects apparent. All the world shines in reflection of its holy light, and I perceive a world forgiven at last. Father, let not your holy world escape my sight today, nor let my ears be deaf to all the hymns of gratitude the world is singing underneath the sounds of fear. There is a real world which the present holds safe from all past mistakes, and I would see only this world before my eyes today. Lesson 294. My body is a holy, neutral thing. I am a son of God, and can I be another thing as well? Did God create the mortal and corruptible? What use has God's beloved Son for what must die? And yet a neutral thing does not see death, for thoughts of fear are not invested there, nor is a mockery of love bestowed upon it. Its neutrality protects it while it has a use, and afterwards, without a purpose, it is laid aside. It is not sick, nor old, nor hurt. It is but functionless, unneeded, and cast off. Let me not see it more than this today, of service for a while, and fit to serve, to keep its usefulness while it can serve, and then to be replaced for greater good. My body, Father, cannot be your son, and what is not created cannot be sinful, nor sinless, neither good nor bad. Let me then use this dream to help your plan that we awaken from all dreams we made. Lesson 295. The Holy Spirit looks through me today. Christ asks that He may use my eyes today and thus redeem the world. He asks this gift that He may offer peace of mind to me and take away all terror and all pain. And as they are removed from me, the dreams that seem to settle on the world are gone. Redemption must be won. As I am saved, the world is saved with me. For all of us must be redeemed together. Fear appears in many different forms, but love is one. My Father, Christ has asked a gift of me, and one I give that it be given me. Help me to use the eyes of Christ today, and thus allow the Holy Spirit's love to bless all things which I may look upon, that His forgiving love may rest on me. Lesson 296. The Holy Spirit speaks through me today. The Holy Spirit needs my voice today that all the world may listen to your voice and hear your word through me. I am resolved to let you speak through me, for I would use no words but yours, and have no thoughts which are apart from yours, for only yours are true. I would be Savior to the world I made. For having damned it, I would set it free that I may find escape and hear the word your holy voice will speak to me today. We teach today what we would learn, and that alone. And so our learning goal becomes an unconflicted one, and possible of easy reach and quick accomplishment. How gladly does the Holy Spirit come to rescue us from hell when we allow His teaching to persuade the world through us to seek and find the easy path to God. Lesson 297. Forgiveness is the only gift I give. Forgiveness is the only gift I give because it is the only gift I want. And everything I give myself. This is salvation's simple formula. And I, who would be saved, would make it mine to be the way I live within a world that needs salvation and that will be saved as I accept atonement for myself. Father, how certain are your ways, how sure their final outcome, and how faithfully is every step in my salvation set already and accomplished by your grace. Thanks be to you for your eternal gifts, and thanks to you for my identity. Lesson 298. I love you, Father, and I love your Son. My gratitude permits my love to be accepted without fear, and thus am I restored to my reality at last. All that intruded on my holy sight, forgiveness takes away, and I draw near the end of senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. I accept instead what God establishes as mine, sure that in that alone I will be saved, sure that I go through fear to meet my love. Father, I come to you today because I would not follow any way but yours. You are beside me. Certain is your way. And I am grateful for your holy gifts of certain sanctuary and escape from everything that would obscure my love for God, my Father, and His Holy Son. Lesson 299. Eternal holiness abides in me. My holiness is far beyond my own ability to understand or know. Yet God, my Father, who created it, acknowledges my holiness as His. Our will together understands it, and our will together knows that it is so. Father, my holiness is not of me. It is not mine to be destroyed by sin. It is not mine to suffer from attack. Illusions can obscure it, but cannot put out its radiance nor dim its light. It stands forever perfect and untouched. In it are all things healed, for they remain as you created them. And I can know my holiness. For holiness itself created me, and I can know my source, because it is your will that you be known. Lesson 300. Only an instant does this world endure. This is a thought which can be used to say that death and sorrow are the certain lot of all who come here, for their joys are gone before they are possessed or even grasped. Yet this is also the idea that lets no false perception keep us in its hold, nor represent more than a passing cloud upon a sky eternally serene. And it is this serenity we seek, unclouded, obvious, and sure today. We seek your holy world today, for we, your loving sons, have lost our way a while. But we have listened to your voice and learned exactly what to do to be restored to heaven and our true identity. And we give thanks today. The world endures but for an instant. We would go beyond that tiny instant to eternity.